Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Concrete work. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 and 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. I enjoy listening to people talk about what they do. I recall the job I had in my teens mixing concrete. Sand, gravel, and bags of powdered cement were delivered to the job site. My assignment was to shovel a set quantity of each of those ingredients into a large mixer along with the right amount of water. That was one of the hardest jobs I ever had. After everything had been properly mixed, the wet cement was poured into wheelbarrows and transported to the prepared forms. Ah, yes, the forms. Without the forms, the cement would just flow and puddle out on the ground and be of no use. The forms had been prepared ahead of time to the proper shape and size. When the wet cement was poured into the form, it was allowed to dry and harden, like a rock. Properly formed for a specific purpose. There is a startling similarity between the life of a Christian and the process of preparing concrete. Without the proper ingredients added in the proper ratio at the proper time, it will result in an unstable and formless foundation. Spending time with God in prayer and reading His Word will prepare our foundational forms for building that heavenly home that will never pass away. Which home are you spending your time and effort to build? Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.